produce, a full-line seafood department, and one of the largest liquor selections in the area. Shop the Port Austin Market just a block from the dock, downtown Port Austin.
You're listening to the WNW Sports Network's presentation of NCTL Basketball. Deckerville at North Huron tonight with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney from courtside in Gindy, Michigan. The North Huron Warriors enter tonight at 500 at 6-6 overall. Last year at this time, they were also 6-6. They enter tonight at 2-4 in the NCTL Stars division. They have not lost in 10 days, but they also have not won in 7. They also haven't played in 7 days. The coach is first-year coach Kevin McDonald. He's 6-6 in his time. He replaces Bill McClellan Jr., who was at the helm for 4 years, and in that time he went 30-53. North Huron's offense this year is the third best in all of the NCTL teams of 13. They're averaging 55.7 per game, behind only Kingston and Flint International. On defense, though, it's a different story. They're the fourth worst in the NCTL at 53 points per game, edging out only Genesee, Bay City All Saints, and Akron Fairgrove. Average margin of victory for North Huron, 2.7 points per game, and they're just one of six teams with a positive average margin of victory. North Huron's story is similar in a way to the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers. The Warriors began the season on a 5-1 clip, losing only to Peck in that stretch. But in a 15-day stretch from January 7th to the 22nd, North Huron dropped 5 straight games. They got back to their winning ways with a lopsided victory against Akron Fairgrove a week ago.
You know, New Year's, let's put it this way, January, that has been absolutely rough on both teams for that matter. Now, playing the likes of Kingston, Flint International Academy, Dryden, coupled with a close loss to Mayville and Peck, that's going to have any coach spinning. But I'll tell you what, the Warriors are home tonight, and maybe they can go ahead and get something going.
The NCTL Stars division may be out of reach already, being 4 games behind Flint International, but still plenty to play for in the final 8 regular season games for North Huron. Now, John Wiener, let's take a look at that roster of the North Huron Warriors.
Well, for first-year coach Kevin McDonald's North Huron Warriors, a tough schedule has toughened his senior-dominated squad, led by Ty Knoblock, John Hoodie, Braden Shapinski. Listen for contributions from, like, juniors for DeAndre Morris, Brad Hoodie, as well as a freshman who's going to start tonight, Will Case. One of the things I really enjoy about North Huron is that they love to shoot the tray. There may not be enough room in the backcourt to go ahead and chart them all. I'll tell you what, this is amazing watching them play.
With a win tonight, North Huron would string together 2 wins for the first time since December 17th and the 20th, when they beat Genesee and no one other than Deckerville. When we return, we'll take a little tale of the tape between the Warriors and Eagles right here on the WNW Sports Network.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their 3 cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us, and all the generations who will.
The Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency of Port Austin would like to thank everyone for their unwavering support during the recent passing of its president, Tom Schmidt. The Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency has been an integral part of Port Austin's history for the past 100 years, and the current ownership wants to assure everyone that we will continue to operate as we have in the past and provide you with the best possible service going forward. Janice Ventline and Anita Eisler have the experience and knowledge to address all of your insurance needs. Please give them a call at 738-5202 with any questions. That's at 738-5202.
Hey, why are you holding your cell phone above your head, man? People are staring. Come on.
I'm trying to get enough signal to get this email to send out. I tried making a call, but that's impossible in this area.
Since when's it impossible? Let me see your phone. Oh, I see the problem here. You got one of those national carriers for your cell phone provider.
Well, duh. They say they have the best service.
Sure. Like, right here?
Well, not right here, but everywhere else.
No way, man. Not only does ThumbCell cover the thumb better than anyone else, but they got superior nationwide service, too. They got coverage like a baby on a bottle, like butter on bread, like tie-dye on a hippie, like bugs on a windshield, like fleas on a dog, like flies on... Well, you get it. ThumbCell has you covered everywhere.
Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
Listen to the WNW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1 or download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device or listen live and worldwide at WNWSports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Moody with your call tonight from Kindy, Michigan as the Neckerville Eagles are in town taking on the North Huron Warriors. Neckerville's season began in a not-so-gracious way. The Eagles lost to CPS and then beat Akron Fairgrove, but followed it up with five straight losses, averaging just 36 points a game in that stretch. Since then, the Neckerville Eagles have gone 2-4, which includes a one-point loss to first place CPS a week ago, 56-57.
CPS is the key. I mean, they have a really fine team this year, and that is the common opponent that I'd like to hone in on between these two teams tonight. Now, in both games, with Neckerville against CPS and North Huron with CPS, it was the guards that led the way. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see how North Huron and Neckerville is going to go ahead and match their guards up tonight.
Currently, they are 3-10 on this year's campaign. Their only wins, Akron Fairgrove, Caseville, and Genesee. And it's been 15 days since Neckerville's last victory. They're looking to snap a two-game skid with a win tonight.
Neckerville is young. Three underclassmen are going to start along with two seniors. And, of course, one of those two seniors is a foreign exchange student from Mexico.
The Warrior journey started off with a 39-point victory over Owen Gage and a 2-point victory over first-place CPS. Fast forward to Christmas, and North Huron found themselves with a 5-1 record and sitting pretty. However, since then, the Warriors have gone 1-5, with their only win coming against Akron Fairgrove 7 days ago.
I'll tell you what, you know, as far as the North Huron is concerned, that victory over CPS, I saw that game, and that was a true shot in the arm for the Warriors. But, you know, momentum all of a sudden ended when the Warriors had to face the likes of Kingston, Flint International Academy, Neckerville. They had to they played in there once, okay, but Mayville, Peck. Those are all tough teams that they had to go ahead and get by, and it's been a rough road to hoe.
North Huron currently is 6-6 on the season, but tonight begins a three-game homestand with a game against Caseville on Tuesday and then Genesee next Friday. But then Neckerville gets to play at Kingston and then host Flint International, the top tier of the NCTL Stars division.
Always tough teams to play, but you know, yeah, tonight is the game, the battle for fifth place, but we do expect a very competitive game. In fact, I'm not even sure who I'm going to pick.
That's coming up next as we'll find out the crystal ball forecast presented by Shure right here on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WNW Sports Network.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring, or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the